Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Do you give up on prayer too soon? Oftentimes, as believers, we can sometimes get really discouraged and overwhelmed with worry and anxiety, but it looks like what we have asked our Heavenly Father for in prayers is not coming to pass. However, as believers, faith and total trust in God's Word are fundamental in our walk with the Lord. You see, prayer is not a one-time act. When you keep on asking, seeking, and knocking, you have the promise that God hears and answers your prayer. We give up too soon in prayer, but our praying needs to be pressed and pursued with an energy that never tires, a persistency which will not be denied, and a courage which never fails. God is not reluctant to answer your prayer. In today's message titled, Keep Asking, Seeking and Knocking, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to hold on to God's word and promises through persistent prayer.
You can ask and receive. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8 that ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. This is Jesus speaking. He says, ask what you want, and you will receive. This is a promise from God. The Bible says, he who did not spare his son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? That's an incredible promise, my friend. So I want to encourage you with the story of blind Bartimaeus in the book of Mark chapter 10, who asked Jesus for his sight to be restored and miraculously received his sight as requested. But that didn't happen automatically. He had to keep asking, seeking, and knocking. In the story, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was told by the crowd to be quiet. In their opinion, he did not deserve to have Jesus listen to him. Bartimaeus refused to be quiet and shouted all the louder as he wanted to meet Jesus. Jesus, on hearing his insistence, called him over and asked him what he wanted. What a great Savior we serve. So the story goes like this from Mark chapter 10, verse 46 going. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. And so that verse 52 there. Oh, what an incredible story we are reading here now. So Bartimaeus had heard of Jesus and his miracles and learning that he was passing by, hoped to recover his sight, but he faced obstacles. The Bible says many warned him to be quiet. They criticized him and intimidated him. Let me remind you that, you see, the devil will always have someone available to tell us why we shouldn't expect to get results from asking God for healing or for help. This is a common occurrence today. If a sick person who has been given a death sentence by doctors, or an epileptic person who had seizures, or a blind person, if you had some kind of physical defect or disease and went to a typical church, not all churches though, or to the average Christian or even the average pastor and said, I have this problem. Would you please help me? I have this problem. Will you please pray with me? Some Christians or even some pastors will say, what do you want me to do? Have you been to the doctor? Have you tried this medication? I assure you, most churches will be offended that people look to God for healing. I'm telling you, praise God, some churches believe in divine healing and the demonstration of the power of God at work. It's not all churches, but some churches will be offended that people look to God for healing. The blind man shouted all the more as he faced obstacles and criticisms. Blind Bartimaeus knew he could receive his healing from Jesus, so he never gave up. He had to be determined to cry even louder for mercy and for his healing. My friend, keep asking, seeking, and knocking. Don't let anyone stop you. Most people would rather stay with the crowd and not do anything to draw attention to themselves, even if it means not getting their needs met. And they would try to make us that same way too. They want this man to shut up. Anytime he cried, they warned him, shut up. Anytime he was asking for mercy, they warned him, don't do it. So in the story, you see, if he had listened to the crowd, he would not have received his healing. This blind man is a good example of an active kind of faith. He was not passive in his approach towards healing. He boldly cried out to Jesus for mercy. When the crowd ridiculed him and told him to be quiet, he cried out even louder. My friend, keep asking, seeking, and knocking. Don't give up. Many people believe that God can perform the miracle they need, but relatively few are willing to actively pursue it until they get results. They would just sit idle. My friend, be willing to actively pursue it until you get results. This man had his attention focused on Jesus. Nothing else mattered, and that was why he was healed. It's a lesson to all of us. The Bible says in James that you have not because you ask not. Well, if I have not because I ask not, the implication is if I had asked, I would have received. Let me repeat. You see, if I have not because I ask not, the implication is if I had asked, I would have received. So our prayers can cause situations to change. As we cry out to God in prayer, things are going to change for the better. This blind man knew he could ask the Savior and receive. He asked Jesus for help. Your prayers to God can change your situation. Don't sit. Cry out to him today. Cry out to him now, and your solution is on the way. You will receive it immediately in Jesus' name. Amen. So how did Jesus respond? Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Jesus was pleased with the blind man, but he wasn't pleased with the multitudes who were shouting at him, criticizing him, and warning him to be quiet. If you cry out to Jesus, he is pleased with you. He was ready for his miracle. See what he did when Jesus commanded him to be called. The Bible said, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And verse 50 says, and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. He did this because of haste with which he was making to go to Jesus. And he didn't want anything to restrain him or get in his way. He wanted his miracle immediately. He didn't want anything to hinder him. Those who would come to Jesus must cast away the garment of their own sufficiency, must free themselves from every weight and the sin that most easily besets them. Bartimaeus cast away his outer garment, which would be comparable to a coat that we would wear today. In Bartimaeus' day, beggars wore clothing that distinguished them as beggars. Therefore, when Bartimaeus cast away his garment, he was making a significant statement. He was saying, I'm finished begging. He believed Jesus would heal his blindness, and he acted accordingly. He took an action that showed his unwavering faith that Jesus would heal him. He wouldn't be needing his beggar clothes anymore. So let me ask you, are you prepared for your miracle? Bartimaeus knew Jesus would heal him and he would never need his beggar's clothes again. How convinced are you that he will heal you today? How convinced are you that he will change you today? How convinced are you that he will deliver you today? Are you holding on to your old clothes? Let me ask you again. Just in case nothing happens and you have to stay in your beggary existence or in your old existence, that's not faith. Meditate on God's promises until you see yourself receiving whatever you need. Make no plans to go back to where you belong before. Just come to Jesus for change of everything, because he will change you for the better. In coming to Christ for help and healing, you should look to him as the promised Messiah and our healer. He is calling you to come to him, encouraging you and giving you hope that if you come to him, you shall receive what you come for. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He's asking you the same question right now. What's your response? The blind man believed Jesus could do impossible. He said, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." What is your response to Jesus' question, "What do you want me to do for you?" It is impossible to please God without faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If only you believe, all things are possible with God. Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." Faith in Christ as the Son of David and in his power, not your repeated words, but your faith in Christ, setting your faith to work. He said, "Go your way, your faith has healed you." With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. With God, nothing will be impossible. Bear that in mind. So why are people helpless and hopeless today? It is our unbelief. It is not the absence of the promise of God. It's not the absence of the power of God. It's not the absence of the presence of God. It is our unbelief that keeps us in the state we are in. We are the children of God. This is a position of humility that God has given to every single child of his. We have the privilege of getting on our face before him and crying out with great anticipation or expectation. This is a position of humility that God has given to every single child of his. We have the privilege of getting on our face before him and crying out with great anticipation or expectation. Don't just go and repeat words. Have faith in God. Expect that he will meet your needs. We believe situations are turned around by the prayers of people who cry out to him. God said, "I will hear your prayers and deliver you." The Bible says that, "Cry unto me in the day of trouble, and I will hear you. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." So how do you change your situation? It's not about complaining, but in the closet, on our knees before Almighty God. There is not a situation that cannot be changed through the power of prayer. So Jesus said, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. So my friend, I'm telling you, whatever, it doesn't matter whether it's sins that need to be forgiven or physical healing or financial problems, cry out to God today. But before you do that, if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.